Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Crystal Bujol and Jim Parks with the Gifford Youth Orchestra. The orchestra's annual concert and 10th anniversary celebration will take place on Saturday, November 2nd at the Emerson Center in Vero Beach. Crystal and Jim, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you, Drew. Mm-hmm.
Crystal, you were the founder of the Gifford Youth Orchestra. What inspired you 10 years ago to create it?
I get to be the founder, but there were other people that gave me the idea, particularly Annie Powell, who was a resident there in Gifford. And for years, she had wanted to see more cultural experiences come into Gifford. So when I moved there in 2002, Annie said, "Our children are being left behind. We've got to do something about this." And she showed me a picture of some children in the newspaper with the Indian River Youth Symphony Orchestra. But there were no children from Gifford in that orchestra. So I said, "Well, we can do that, but we're not going to just have children go into the other orchestra. We'll create a Gifford Youth Orchestra." So we started with just violins, and that was in 2003.
And how do the children come into the orchestra? Where do you find them? Do they find you?
Well, the first group, we had hoped to get 5 children, and we put the word out in the community, and 15 children joined us. But after that, I would recruit them wherever I see students, at Walmarts or at Publix or walking down the street. I'll just see someone and say, "Why aren't you in my orchestra?" And even though we put flyers out and do announcements, it seems that that's the way we have recruited most of our students.
I'm speaking today with Crystal Bujol and Jim Parks with the Gifford Youth Orchestra. Crystal, tell me about the 10th anniversary concert that's coming up on Saturday, November 2nd.
Usually when I take our boys and girls out to perform, I take the advanced students. Occasionally I'll take the intermediate and beginners. But at our annual concert, everyone plays, from the 6-year-olds to the 18-year-olds. And I just want you to know, our children don't squeak.
Before the orchestra plays, there'll be some country music, there'll be some, what else, rhythm and blues?
Jazz, acoustic guitar, harp, and dancers.
Yeah, this is all before the orchestra will play, so a great variety. We're having a reception with finger foods for 250 of the 750 tickets that we expect to sell.
Crystal, what has this orchestra meant to the Gifford community?
I'd like to say it in the words that Captain Winston Scott explained it to us. Winston Scott is a black retired astronaut. He walked in space 3 times. And he studied music. That was his major in college. And I asked him, what was the connection between music and all of the math and technology that he had to study and go through in order to walk in space? He said, music teaches the mind how to decode. Because when you look at music, all you see are these things, these markings, and then you decode that and turn it into music. So music helps the mind order itself.
Besides attending the concert, how else can people support the orchestra?
We are desperately in need of teachers. We have a music director who can teach any instrument. But we need a violin coach, we need a cello coach, and we need a viola coach. So if there is anyone in your listening audience that would like to come out and help the students really master, get their little fingers going in the right direction and help them to master these instruments, we would surely appreciate it.
I've been speaking today with Crystal Bujol and Jim Parks with the Gifford Youth Orchestra. If you'd like more information about the orchestra and their 10th anniversary celebration concert, we'll have contact information as well as an archive of this interview at our website, wqcs.org. Crystal and Jim, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.